Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yep, I can hear you now. I lost you right there. Sorry.
So you put me on hold and then we got disconnected.
I know your voice was not coming in. I was asking you, are you there? But couldn't hear you. So I had to, end the call and call you back.
Okay. Could you see my computer?
Yeah, I see your screen. Yep.
Okay. So let's start over, okay?
Sure.
Okay. I was diagnosed with cancer last year. Okay. I'm trying to help raise money for cancer. Okay. So what I did is I created this e-commerce store that you're looking at right now. Okay. Called Soap for the Cure. Okay.
Right.
Okay. These products I wanted to share this e-commerce store. These nonprofits promote it to their supporters so that when they buy product, whatever profit margin that we made, I was going to share the profit margin with them.
Okay.
Okay. Now, can you go online and pull this e-commerce store up and see if you're actually able to purchase a product? You go on the store?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay. See if you can buy something. You understand Shopify at all?
Right.
Do you understand Shopify?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a senior developer for Shopify.
You're what?
I'm a senior developer specifically for Shopify. So, I can guide you and assist you in a more better way.
Okay, can you see my computer?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let me pull my account up again. Now tell me how I can get to my stores. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, and what is that?
I said, can you see my Shopify?
Yes, I do. I do see it. It says first name, last name, email, phone.
Okay, so tell me where I go to look at my Shopify store.
This is your Shopify account, right? If you scroll up, can you scroll up?
Yep.
Okay, so this is just going to be the general account along with the security. You want to go into the store to make changes to the product listing and all?
I want to see on my Shopify account, where can I see my store? Where the products are, who's drop shipping them, everything about it.
Okay, that's going to be on the other tab that you have opened. If you see on the top left side, your stores.
That's here, right here,
Yep.
right?
Yep. These are all the shops that you've created, I believe.
Okay, so which one is the most current one?
Can you scroll down? I just see two.
Okay,
No, it's not this one as well.
What's that?
These three are like some others for now. I believe it's soap for cure only.
Which one?
Can you scroll down? Go till the end. Okay, no, it does not show. The only one that resonates with the current name that you gave me is the one that says shop. Oh, sorry, soap dash, and then for cure. One step up. If you move one step up, yeah, this one, second one.
This one here.
Yep, this one.
Okay. So what's this telling me?
Yeah, just click on the on your name. Yep, just click on this. Oh, okay. I see. Basically, you had just a trial plan in there. You did not purchase the complete one, so that's why it's, you know, the trial has ended on this.
So which plan would you pick? Basic?
That's like totally on you. How long do you think you're going to stay with the same store and with the same name? Would it be like an year, 2 year, more than that?
I just want to do it short term. I'll do it for a year.
Short term. Okay. If you go up and select the short term, which is like 1 year per annum kind of thing.
Where is that at?
You need to go one step back. Click on the back.
Back?
Yep. Over here, yeah, perfect. Perfect. Now, if you scroll down. Okay, so this is the early plan. That's like clicked on default. So this is the total amount that you will be paying.
Where's the default?
Pardon me?
Where do I go to default?
This like the early plan is it like a selected default pack? So if you want to go for 2 years, 3 years, you have to select it. If you want to pay monthly, you have to select it, but
Why is this in INR?
Are you using any kind of VPN or something?
Any kind of what?
Are you using a VPN?
No.
I believe so, because usually this does not happen. INR is like Indian rupee.
Yeah, it's Indian.
Right. So is your server anyway like connected to any kind of VPN or something? Can you check?
What do you mean? India that was going to develop this. So let's just say if I want to start all over, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So how much would you charge to develop a website, a Shopify store?
How many products would you be listing?
I don't know. How many would you say at least there would need to be?
If we talk about just like the basics, right, and if we talk about like 50 products, so would that be fulfilling your requirements on the website, or would it be more than 50?
Let me see here. Hold on.
It would be?
I'm checking something.
Okay. Just give me a moment here. Let me just pull up the prices for it. Okay, Roger. So if we talk about the starter pack that we offer, that's going to get you up to 50 products, right, along with 7 different categories. And we would be designing the complete thing for you along with the deployment You would have the shopping cart integration in there. You would have, again, the payment gateways that you currently have. We would integrate your social media pages, so it increases like the reliability of your store. And that would be like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or any other that you want to add in there. This pack, this complete pack that we're talking about with 50 products, up to 50, that would cost you $600 on discount. And if you increase the number of products and if you reach up to like 250 products, that would be a total cost of $1,299. And all these, like, these are one-time charges. There are no additional, no hidden fees in there.
Okay. So how much would you charge to create an Amazon or a Walmart store?
On Shopify, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how it works. The price for Shopify design and development would stay the same, right? As I mentioned, if you go for 50 products, it's going to be $5.99. And if you go for 250 products, it's $12.99. But if you want to be listing for Amazon in there or you want to, you know, list the Walmart products, then you would need to integrate your vendor in there. So you would be signing up with Amazon, and then they would be integrating it with Shopify. So that's how it works. The listing of the products, once you've done your part, our part would be to list your products in your website of for Shopify.
Okay. So if I want to have laundry products, I want to use the same domain name of Soap for the Cure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does Shopify have a supplier that's got name brand laundry products like I just showed you on the existing site, or would it be best to go with Amazon or Walmart?
You would just have to, you know, select the category in Amazon and Walmart specifically for, you know, all the detergent type things that you're selling currently, all the soap products, and that would be giving you the complete lineup of the products that they offer. And then since, you know, you're going to use it for cancer patients to get them like a donation or something on each purchase, so that would automatically happen once you have multiple products in there.
Okay, hold on here. Can you see my computer?
Yep, I do.
Okay, how can I'm on Amazon. Where can I go to see what laundry product that Amazon offers?
Can you click on the cross?
Huh?
Can you click on the cross so that this, you know, this page goes away in the front? There's a cross on the right side, right side.
Is that what you meant?
Yep, this one. Perfect. Now over here, just click any product that you know. Yep, perfect. Tide soap.
Okay, so there's some products. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So Amazon looks like it would be the best thing to do.
Amazon would do what?
It seems like Amazon would be the best platform.
Amazon is a great platform, but again, you know, if you're going to use it for donations, it won't work with Amazon.
I'm not taking donations.
Uh-huh.
We're offering products for people to buy.
Absolutely. Okay, look, think it of it of this way, right? So you're going to be selling these products, which are like...
Hold on. Okay. Now, Would you recommend to use Amazon or Walmart?
I would recommend you to use Amazon because Amazon would, you know, they have the best delivery system for drop shipping. And all of the process with Amazon is pretty easy if you integrate it with Shopify, if we compare it with Walmart.
Okay. So I have Amazon and Shopify integrated together.
Yep. Like you have the platform for the e-commerce store is going to be Shopify, but the drop shipping vendor would be Amazon. And that's how
okay.
it gets integrated, right?
Okay. And you're telling me for $599 you would upload 50 products onto
correct.
A Shopify account.
Yep.
And when they order, Amazon would be the one that's drop shipping it.
Correct, yes.
And you're going to put this into 7 different categories?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then once you do the e-commerce store and get this set up for me,
mm-hmm.
then how can you support me to help nonprofits promote it?
Okay, so we have like an in-house marketing team, right? So what we can do is we can help you market the products via your shop on all kinds of platforms, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, okay. Can you see my computer?
Yep, I do.
Okay. Is Shoes Hospital?
Yeah, by the UH Parma Medical Center.
Correct. Okay. They want me to help them raise money for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you see here,
Roger, is this group created by you?
Huh?
Did you create this group, UH Parma Medical Center?
No, it's where I was treated for cancer.
Okay.
So they got 2,300 members.
Right.
Okay, now. Okay, hold on here. Okay, see this email here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is from a lady by the name of Marcia Ferguson, and she's in charge of marketing for this foundation.
Okay.
Okay. She says here, my team is diligently trying to work on this. It says, today our gift processor received this message and provided this information. So they are unable to locate the server name letshopeforthecure.com.
Mm-hmm.
Says also Shopify themselves do not donate the proceeds to charity. Mm-hmm. I believe Roger will need to work with a third-party app, which case do not know which third party he has chosen to go with so that we know where the funds will be coming from. I believe they offer grants payable from Stripe or funds through PayPal, giving funds via their Shopping Gives platform.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we go with Amazon, right?
Right.
And Shopify will be the platform.
Correct.
For $599, you're going to do 50 products in 7 different categories.
Correct.
Okay, when they see these products, will they see Amazon or will they see it on my Shopify?
No, they would just see the product. They would not know where it is going to be, you know, coming from, whether
okay,
it's
Amazon. Do you have any idea how long it will take this product to them?
Pardon me? How long would...
How long will it take it to ship to them?
That depends. Totally depends on Amazon. Like, firstly, it depends on the destination, and then it depends on Amazon. Like, Amazon, you know, claims to get it delivered within 24 hours if it's in the States, and that's how they do it. So you can also claim it in the same way on your Shopify website.
Okay. So here I'm at Amazon, right?
Right.
Let's just say I choose Tide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I want to, right here, delivery, get it today or get it tomorrow?
Right.
Okay, let's say get it tomorrow, okay? So it looks like it gives me a 17% discount, right?
Right, it did.
Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's over, when you spend over 25, then it's going to be free shipping.
Okay, go ahead.
I cannot hear you. Your voice is gone. Hello? You still with me?
What?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay. So you're telling me you have 50 products in 7 categories, have Amazon ship out, and more than $25 to be free shipping.
It's like we would be integrating the Amazon drop shipping part for you, right, in the Shopify store. So if you want, you can use the same tag line as you see on Amazon, which gives like free shipping on orders over 25. You can keep it as same, or you can increase it or decrease it on your store because you have a separate entity, right? You're just using Amazon as a vendor to dropship whatever products you are listing on Shopify. So
right.
that would not, you know, mix up with Amazon itself because you have your own entity as an e-commerce store with Shopify. So what we would do is just integrate the Amazon vendor listing in there for all kinds of detergents, laundry, soaps, and all of those stuff. Your voice is lost again. I believe, Roger, your mute button has been clicked, at least. Can you check?
What's that?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Are you on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook account?
Yeah, I do definitely, but I won't be, you know, able to give it to you over here.
Why?
Because we are not allowed to, you know, share personal things like Facebook or this and that over these calls. These calls are basically recorded, and no personal info is allowed to share.
You already gave me your name.
Pardon me?
Is your name Thomas Mark or Mark Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas. That's Thomas Mark.
Okay. Is Thomas Mark on Facebook?
Definitely is.
Okay, so let me find you.
You won't be able to find him. That's the thing, because these are our, you know, business emails, like company emails, not the personal emails on which we create our.
What
Facebook
has Facebook account. Got to do with your email?
Because Facebook is created on an email, and everyone uses their personal email to create an account on Facebook. Even you, you must have, you know, used your personal email to create an account on Facebook, right?
I'm just typing in here, Thomas Mark.
Sure.
Is it just M-A-R-K?
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Okay, it says here, Mark Thomas, right?
No, this is not the one.
Is it spelled M-A-R-C or M-A-R-K?
That's M-A-R-K.
You're on Facebook. Right?
Pardon me?
Hold on here. Can you find me on Facebook?
Oh, definitely I can.
No, I wanted to talk to you on Facebook because I thought it would be better than a Zoom call.
Right. Okay, so, Roger, here's the thing. I explained to you all the details about how we, you know, we can get this store set up, along with adding the Amazon's drop shipping option. So how soon are you, you know, looking to get started?
Okay. If I do it for $5.99, can I pay you half of it up front and then pay the other half when you're done?
No, it would be an upfront payment, 100%.
But I'm not interested.
Okay. Okay. That's totally up to you. That's how we work, you know.
Okay. If you get your car repaired, do you pay them before you get it repaired or after they do the job?
If you get what?
If you get your car repaired, mm-hmm. Do you pay them up front before they fix it?
No, look, that's the difference, right? That's
no, I'm asking you a question. A question.
Yeah.
When you have your car repaired, do you pay them up front?
Right, kind of. If it depends on the
you situation. Do you if you go to get your car repaired, you pay them up front before they fix it.
Well, that totally depends, right? Again, with the situation.
No, it doesn't depend on anything. It's how the system works. You pay it after you get your car repaired.
Right, but you know, we deploy our resources to get this done. It's not like just one person doing it. It's a complete team that does it. So, you know, the hours are charged. If you hire a developer, you know, through a freelancing website, it would cost you $60 per hour. And this job to get done, you would, you know, take around somewhere 72, 75 hours. So you can calculate it where the cost goes, and you're just charging like a fraction amount.
And who's doing the work?
Your voice is gone.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I do see the page.
Okay, send me a friend request. Did you send me a friend request?
I would, but not at this point of time.
Okay, it don't make any sense. It makes no sense. You're talking to me on the telephone.
Yep.
To me on Facebook.
Definitely. As I said, I would be sending that later on, not at this point of time. As I mentioned, the calls are being recorded, and we are not allowed to, you know, share any kind of, like, personal things over here.
Okay. Could you do a Zoom call again?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. And then if we do a Zoom call, I expect to be able to hear you on my computer.
You won't be able to, you know, see me because I'm using a desktop at the moment, and I don't have a laptop with a webcam.
Okay, so if I decide to have you do this, how am I paying you?
Pardon me?
What method am I using to pay you?
You can pay us through any kind of debit or credit card, whether it be Amex, Discover, MasterCard.
Method.
Can you repeat that?
I would pay you with a bank card, but how am I paying you? What platform, what paying gateway am I using?
Yeah, I'm going to be sending you a complete invoice, right, that would have all the details of what we are offering you.
Okay, send it to me now.
Okay, we need to create that through the billing department. I have to put a request on it, and it would take like 5 to 10 minutes to get the detailed invoice in your email. So would it be okay if I like give you a call in the next 10 minutes along with the invoice?
Yeah, and how long is it going to take you to do this?
10 minutes, as I said. I just need to make a request.
No, I said how long is it going to take you to create e-commerce store?
Okay. That would take 3 weeks, you can say like 3 to 4, depending upon your response, because at every step we would be taking your approval.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?